You are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri's source for in-depth news, diverse talk, and music of the world. It is more than radio. It is your local community radio, listener-supported and volunteer-operated. KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kopn.org. My name is Mike Hagan. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday, the 21st? No, 20th. Yeah, July the 20th. Another hot one. 95 degrees today. That's the weather. So just stay out of the sun and try to stay cool. You are listening to Open Mic Radio, your weekly dive into the local regional music scene. Today we have a couple of guests in the studio. I have Dennis Freshner with me. And I'm sorry, I didn't get your friend's name here, Dennis. Who do we have there next to you?
Name is Robert Bain.
Robert Bain. Bainey. All right. Hey, Rob, I'm going to have you grab that green microphone there, too. And at any rate, so I've got Robert and I've got Dennis in the studio with me. We are going to have some live music, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Columbia Free Piano, or the street piano that's down there on 9th Street, down around... right in front of the Heidelberg, as it is, I think it is right now.
Right, correct. Yeah? Right in front of the Heidelberg.
All right, cool. So before that, though, I would like to say thank you to my friends, the Daves, who were in last week. We had a real fun program, and Dave and Tony came down and got to listen to some live music and talk a little bit with those guys about life in the world. And they had a great show also last Friday night down at Logboat, the album release party for... the Dave's record called Now and Then. I've got that playing in the background actually right now. But had a great time, man. I appreciate those guys coming down here and spending some time with us. And hopefully we'll do it again sometime. Great record, by the way. Thanks for the music, you guys. We sure appreciate it, okay? All right, so now it is Friday the 20th, and we've got Dennis and Robert. And Rhonda's in here with us, too. She's kind of hiding in the corner there. But and I've got Diana here, too. I like it when there's a lot of people in the studio. Some people don't like it, but for me, I'm like, yeah, the more people, the more fun it is. So, all right, so first things first. Dennis, tell me a little bit about your background, first of all, before we start talking about the piano.
Well, I'm
are you a Columbia native?
No, I'm originally a St. Louis native. I'm one of six. I had a lot of music was in my family. My grandfather was a ragtime piano player, and in the neighborhood that I grew up in North St. Louis City. He was a long time. Played several of the establishments
right.
in
piano
the neighborhood.
Player?
And everybody knew him.
What music? I mean, what
he was a ragtime piano player.
A ragtime piano player. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this was late 1800s, early 1900s.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And so... It kind of my grandmother also played piano. She was more of a classical style pianist, and they had a big grand piano, 8 feet tall. it was a player piano, and I still remember that when we went to their house, it was right in the entryway of the house,
right,
and for people to enjoy as many homes back in those days, the piano or some kind of instrument was
sort of a focal point almost, right? And
exactly.
People would gather around the piano and sing and
exactly.
play. And
exactly.
Awesome. And so you've been playing your whole life, pretty much?
Pretty much since I was seven. I also played saxophone when I got into the high school, my high school years in North St. Louis. And through, I went to Central Methodist here in Fayette,
mm-hmm.
and was going to be a music teacher. My life changed paths, and I did other things. But I was at Central Methodist back in the 70s, studying to become a music teacher.
Hmm. And did you actually become a music teacher?
No. My life...
No, didn't do that.
My life changed.
Right, as it does sometimes.
That's also where I got my start in radio. We had a campus radio station up at the campus.
Right on, yeah. Well, they still do it now over there at I forget the name of the other station, but I probably they'll get negative points if I mention it on the air. But no, it's great actually. They play some really interesting stuff, and it's pretty cool for the kids to get a chance to get behind a microphone and see what it's like to actually produce things and run a board. And it's a little bit more complicated than people think typically. You know, so all right, well, cool. So so what? How'd you end up in Columbia?
Well, I was in Fayette in the 70s when I was in going to school here. Right. I moved to St. Louis for a number of years, and then back in the 90s, my brother I have an older brother. Music kind of runs in my family. I've had two brothers that were drummers. My oldest brother was a drummer. He played drums on the Royal American shows.
Oh, cool.
He went with them for a season. He also played, he sat in on drums with Ramsey Lewis Trio at one point.
I'll be darned.
And he also played with a couple of the Dixieland bands in the St. Louis area. Singleton Palmer was one of the Dixieland bands in St. Louis, and my oldest brother played with Singleton Palmer.
I'll be darned. All right, so and you play with a local group here, the Chord Busters.
I sing with the Boonslug Chord Busters. We are barbershop singing.
Acapella.
Acapella.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, and it's actually really cool. I know this because I had you guys do a singing Valentine for my wife this last February down at Jeff Jr. where she works. and everybody, she loved it, and so did most of her coworkers that were there, that were everybody that was watching you guys. So that was really cool.
We get many surprises and many reactions from that.
Well, we've got a piano sitting in front of you too. We'll probably have you play some songs for us while we're here, if you don't mind. And then maybe we could do that. I'll read a quick promo here, and then you can play a song for us. And then we'll come back and we'll talk with Robert and you a little bit about the piano. Okay.
Sure.
All right, you're listening to Open Mic Radio. My name is Mike Hagan, and the 42nd season of the annual Shelter Garden Concert Series is currently underway. In fact, it is almost over. The concert offered a number of musical styles. The concerts are free and open to the public. The last one is this Sunday, 7 p.m., down at Shelter Gardens. And let's see, who's the last one? It is the Comic Book Society. I have no idea what that might mean with regard to Shelter Garden concerts. So at any rate, if you're into that and you want to check it out, 7 p.m. Sunday in the Shelter Gardens, and that'll be the last one of the season, okay? All right, and we are back at it here. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 on your dial, and we have Dennis Freshner. He's going to play some music for us. What are you going to do, Dennis?
We're going to do a little bit of walking here.
All right.
Gee, but it's great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over middle of farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing in song, I'm reciting a poem. Owls go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile, snuggles her head to my chest. We started to pet, and that's where I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, and she has to borrow my comb. One kiss and I continue again, I'm walking my baby back home. Thank you. the dark, so I have to park outside her door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, I'm gone, she's gonna cry. I dry her tears all through the night. Hand in hand to a barbecue stand, I ride for my dog, we roll. Each and then it's a pleasure again. I'm walking my babe, I said, I'm walking my babe, I said, I'm walking my babe back home. Thank you.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Dennis. I guess that's called walking my baby back home.
Exactly.
I like it. Great stuff. But you know, I never knew a whole lot about ragtime, but I have a friend whose name is Chris Robinson, and he only recently started running the Ragtime Festival that they do in Sedalia every year.
Exactly.
Are you familiar with
that?
Yes,
I am.
Have you ever been to it or performed up there or anything?
No, I've been to it. I went to it several years ago, and I saw some of the activities on the last day of the festival.
Yeah,
there was a big activity at the park, and I went there.
Well, there's some great musicians, and I heard some stuff I was not familiar with. I'm like, darn, that's great. And so much of our modern music actually is rooted in ragtime, it turns out.
Exactly. Even John Philip Sousa had interest in ragtime. In fact, just a few months ago on Good Sounds of Jazz, right before this year's edition of the Ragtime Festival, it's actually the Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival.
Right.
And I had a storyteller, Bobby Norfolk. Was
Don't Drink, Don't Smoke, Norfolk?
Norfolk, like Norfolk, Virginia. he was my guest on Good Sounds of Jazz.
Yeah, which you are a host of, Good Sounds of Jazz. Well, let's promo your show for a second. What night of the week do you do Good Sounds?
I'm one of three hosts of Good Sounds of Jazz on Wednesday evenings.
Wednesday. And then Angela does Thursday nights. And is there one on Tuesday as well?
No, it's
Just Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
All right. And so anyway, you were featuring somebody on your program.
I had Bobby Norfolk, who was a storyteller out of St. Louis, and right before the Scott Joplin Festival, he actually does a character representation of Scott Joplin as one of his performances. And in fact, he's going to do the Scott Joplin performance coming up in August the 12th.
Oh, cool. Here in town?
Here in town, through the Parks and Recreation.
All right. Where will that be? I mean, is it outside, or will they do it like at a venue?
It's
I mean, maybe you don't know, but
I don't know that, you know, he didn't know at the time. You can probably it should be on the Parks and Recreation.
Right, it's coming in, not till August, so we got a little time to figure that out.
Sunday, so. August 12th. I think I know where it is, but
well, we'll put that on the schedule here, and we'll maybe mention it on the air a few times between now and then. So
he'll be performing at 5:00. You know, he's going to do the Scott Joplin, be in character as Scott Joplin, and he's going to have a piano player with him at when he does that.
And was Scott Joplin from, I mean, Scott, was he Joplin, Missouri? I mean, was he from Joplin, Missouri?
Scott Joplin has Missouri roots in St. Louis and Sedalia.
Uh-huh.
Scott Joplin went to school to study music in Sedalia.
Right.
At the time, there was a school in Sedalia, and he had to make a little bit of money, and he started performing in while he was in Sedalia.
What about Joplin, Missouri? Did they name that after him as well?
I don't know, it seems sort of obvious, but
maybe not. I don't know. Maybe that was Janice. Anyway, all right, well, let's say hi to Robert. Robert, I think your mic is going there. Why don't you get up close a little bit there and say hello.
Hello.
All right, it's Robert Bainey, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And so Robert is involved with the University of Missouri Piano Technicians Guild. Is that right?
Well,
close?
In a way, I donated the piano to them.
I see. Okay. All right. So you donated the piano, and this is the piano that's down on 9th Street, right in front of the Heidelberg. It is the, really don't have a name for it, we were kind of talking about it, but it's the Columbia Street Piano, and it's a free piano that if you're just waltzing around down the street, you happen to walk by and there's nobody sitting at it, you can sit down and play. And it's been making its way around town for a number of years. And I see the lights flashing. I appreciate whoever's calling. Sorry, I can't take any phone calls right now. Thanks for checking in. Hopefully you're calling to say how much you're enjoying the program. And if you're not, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. So, all right. So is it the same piano that's been around the whole time, Robert?
It's the same people that put the piano out.
But is it a different piano? I remember like out behind Teller's maybe a couple, 3 years ago, there was a piano and it was blue. Mm-hmm. Is that the same one?
They usually get destroyed, you know, after a season out in the rain.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was one of the things that I was going to ask. But first of all, let's talk about how it got there. So you decided at some point to donate a piano to the city, I guess, right?
Yeah, I saw the piano in 2015. They had it out there by Teller's, and then it was there in 2016 and 17. And then this year, I noticed there was no piano. So I contacted the Piano Guild and asked them if they had one put out, and if they needed one, that I can get them one. And they emailed me back and said, yeah, the people that supplied the piano had moved and that they needed a piano.
And so you stepped up and donated one of yours.
Yeah, well, I look on Craigslist a lot for different deals, and I see free pianos all the time.
Well, I think a lot of people have such a difficult time moving them they decide, heck, I think I'm just going to leave this thing wherever it was. And yeah, I bet you can find some gems sometimes like that. Do you ever find
anything? This one was a gem. It cost just a little bit, but it's a little nicer than most of the pianos that have been out.
Uh-huh.
It's in better condition.
All right. Okay, so so you donate the piano, and then how does it work with the city, like how they decide where they're going to put it and stuff like that?
Well, it's the Piano Technician Guild. They're responsible for all that, where they've had it in four different locations.
This year?
Throughout the years.
Right,
and
right.
Three of the locations didn't really work. They had some noise complaints at Teller's that, mm-hmm. you know. But finally, it's found a home at the Heidelberg, and it seems to be a very good spot for it right now.
All right. Are you a player as well?
Oh, yeah. I play in between. I am an Uber driver, so I play in between my customers down there all through the night, you know.
Yeah. Do you have like the little mini keyboard that you keep right next to you so you can jam for your Uber customers?
No.
No. All right. I actually have a friend who's a cab driver, a taxi driver in Denver. And he's a guitar player as well, very good guitar player. And he keeps a smaller, you know, like a 3/4 size guitar in his cab with him. And when he's sitting there not doing anything and doesn't have any fares or anything, he kind of works on his skills. So I thought maybe that was just something that all you musicians did when you're driving. Anyway, all right. So, well, that's, first of all, really cool that you did that, that you, you know, took the time and the effort and your own, you know, money and whatever it took to do that. Second of all, it's been painted like in a stunning fashion, and I didn't realize it until this morning. And for those of you who are listening, if you, you know, there's probably more pictures online than the ones that I just put up, but if you go to my Instagram feed, for at least friends of mine out there, you can take a look at the piano that I put up this morning. It's really cool. It's like a depiction of the big tree that's out there, the big old bur oak tree that's out there by McBain, and but painted in beautiful color. Tell me, how did that happen? Did you actually paint it as well?
Yeah, I donated the piano. They said they had the artist that did the pianos in the previous years available to paint it.
Right.
About a week later, I called them and asked them how the painting was going, and
It's not.
They did not have an artist. The artist backed out or whatever. Well, I wanted the piano out there, so I just said, I'll paint it myself for you. And they thought they were going to get some splatter paint on it. And said, well, you know.
You're like, had a different idea, huh?
Yeah, they didn't think it was going to turn out very well. But,
well, I think it turned out pretty darn good. And I was pretty stunned when I saw the photos of that thing this morning. So good job. Really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So so we have the free street piano. It's out there in front of the Heidelberg. And if you're walking around downtown this weekend, you can sit down and play a tune. And I think we'll have Dennis play another song for us here. And we'll come back. I have a couple more questions that I'd like to ask about that. But let's break it up a little bit and have a little bit of music like we do here on Friday morning. So Dennis Freshner on the keyboard here. What are you going to play for us, Dennis?
This is an old one that's kind of a comical, catchy little tune. It's just got one word, Java.
All right.
And it goes, Java, I said Java, 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 jing, jing, jing. Java, I said Java, 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 jing, jing, jing. It's a crazy little melody. It's so simple she can sing it to me. It's Java, I said Java, 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 jing, jing, jing. I said Java, 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 jing, jing, jing. Java, I said Java, 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 jing, jing, jing. It's a crazy little melody. It's so simple, it's easy to sing. I said Java, I said Java, 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 jing, jing, Java, Java, jing, jing, Java, Java, jing, jing, jing.
Java. People are probably drinking a little Java this morning. 9:20 on Friday, the 20th of July. I don't know why I can't remember it's the 20th of July, but I should know because last Friday was the 13th, and I do it every Friday. All I got to do is add 7. If I can just do that in my head, but I just can't seem to do it. So, all right, Dennis Freshner in the house, and we've got Robert Bainey as well. And before we get back to them, I would like to tell you that 75% of the electricity used to power a home's electronics is consumed while the electronics are turned off but still plugged in. Advanced power strips are replacing traditional power strips, and these smart strips recognize when a device is turned off and shut off the power supply. This can save you some money annually, maybe a couple hundred dollars, and you know, and you won't use as much energy. All right, back to the music and the chat here. It is about 9:25 on Friday, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My guests are Dennis Freshner and Robert Bainey. Robert has been generous enough to donate a really sweet piano that's down there on 9th Street in front of the Heidelberg. It is open to the public. If you'd like to, just if you want to see it, it's pretty cool just to see it down there. Kind of reminds me of like the magic tree or something for some reason. Like people kind of just go out to see it. But at any rate, there are also some people that are always available probably to play it, especially on a Friday afternoon, Friday evening, Saturday. What kind of traffic do you get down there? Do you find a lot of people playing the piano?
You see all types.
Yeah?
I mean, there's a lady from from a different country, obviously, playing her sheet music down there yesterday. And you know, I saw Dennis down there playing one day. And
well, I guess who knows? I mean, it's not like you're sitting there watching the thing the whole time, right? I mean, it's there 24 hours a day. And Dennis, what about you? Do you know anybody who's mentioned it?
I know. I usually go down on. I tend to gravitate toward evening, like after 7 o'clock after. Starts cooling down, and I find that it's easy for me to it's either I got two choices, either stay at home and play my organ at home, or
so you actually go down there and play like, or like
play,
regularly, kind
of play in front of people, and
that
and,
is so cool,
and people that walk by, and
that is fantastic. Now, are there other sort of regulars that use the piano sort of regularly?
There are a few people that you see quite a bit down there. It's fun to be able to play in front of a crowd when you don't normally are able to do so.
Right, and you do as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I usually play really late at night. it's a lot easier to impress the audience at that time. Easier and easier the later it goes.
Right? Yeah, that's funny. What? Okay. Speaking of that, do people respect the piano? I mean, is it being reasonably well taken care of? You know, sometimes you get some wild folks running around on 9th Street in the middle of the nights, Friday, Saturday, whenever, and there's a little drinking and craziness going on. Are they treating the piano with a little bit of respect?
This year, I think they are.
Yeah, I mean, I have, for the last 3 years, I haven't seen any damage done to it really much, you know.
More the wind and the rain and that type of thing than any, huh?
Yeah.
Is it protected in any way?
Well, it's got a canopy over it that's on the Heidelberg right now. They always put it underneath a partial canopy, but it's pretty exposed to the elements still.
Right. Okay. And do you plan on leaving it there for, you know?
Well, that's the Piano Technician Guild's decision.
That's kind of their call.
They usually leave it out until, you know, the late fall, and I don't know where they put it.
Huh. And then in the spring they redeploy the thing, maybe in a new position or something like that.
Yep.
All right. What do you play with any other organizations, like you with a band, or do you just play privately?
I just play for fun. Yeah. You know, I grew up in the country with nothing to do except a baby grand piano my dad had. And
it's pretty cool.
So here
in Missouri?
I'm originally from Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington, Iowa. How far north is that?
It's about 3 hours from here, north. And I came here to go to Mizzou 28 years ago, and I've stayed in Columbia ever since.
Huh. And what'd you do at Mizzou? Are you in business here?
I was in fisheries and wildlife.
Oh.
I never got my degree, but, you know.
Yep. Well, there's the conservation department here in Missouri is one of the better ones from from my experience and living in a number of different places around the country. I'm pretty impressed by the Missouri Parks and Rec and wildlife conservation, all that stuff. They're really friendly and helpful if you're a landowner or if you just have questions or whatever. They're really, really cool. It's one of the things your tax money goes to that actually works. You know, there aren't a lot of those. So, yeah. Anyway, all right, Dennis. What do you got going this weekend? You going to be out playing the piano? You going to go down there sometime tonight or tomorrow?
I'm probably planning on going out there on Friday evening. Friday evenings, like I said, I usually go down about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and while I'm down there, usually on Friday evening the Pizza Hut or Domino's Pizza is right next to Heidelberg. For the last few weeks, the pizza truck, largely because of the construction on, or the road construction on the corner street there.
Right, they're building apartments or something.
Yeah, anyway, the pizza truck, delivery truck has been stopping right there. right behind the piano, right on 9th Street.
Hey, perfect. You get a little music and a slice of pizza at the same time, right? You got to pay for the pizza. The music's free. So that's great. All right, so you'll be down there tonight probably playing a little bit
of music.
Probably
tonight, tomorrow night. Of course, this is a big weekend coming up in Columbia. And
so, why?
For the Show Me State Games.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of different sporting events. I don't know which ones they're doing this weekend, but man, they bring a lot of people to town. All right, you'll get a good crowd tonight and tomorrow. All right. You want to play another song or two? We got plenty of time. We got about a half an hour. What we'll do, I'll tell you, why don't you play one, and then we'll take about a 5-minute break, and I can review some stuff that I need to talk to the listeners sure. about what's happening this weekend, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more, okay? All right, we've got Dennis Freshner, and he is playing the keyboards for us this morning. We've got Robert Bainey, the donator or the contributor of the free street piano down there by the Heidelberg. Sure appreciate that, Robert. It's really cool, and I think it's one of the things that makes Columbia neat. Yeah. Neat towns, stuff like that, you know? So I think that's really cool. So anyway, all right, we've got Dennis on the keyboards one more time, and he's going to play a song for us. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Take a break for a couple minutes, all right, guys, and we'll get back out of here in a few. This is Mike. You're listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And a couple things to mention to the listeners. We have got a couple things going on tonight. I would like to mention that happy hour at Rose. There'll be a gentleman named Norm Rubling playing. You know, are you familiar with the guy named Norm Rubling?
Yeah.
Are you, Dennis? What's his style? Or?
A lot of kind of a jazz, blues, various.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Norm Rublin tonight at Rose for Happy Hour. And then a little bit later, Aaron Cam and the One Drops. I'll be gone next week, so I'll have somebody sitting in for me next week, maybe Dennis. I don't know if I can convince him to do it, but I got to drag somebody up here and get him to do it for me. So if you're a KOPN programmer and you got Friday morning open next week, you can come in and help me out. But at any rate, the week after that, I'm not sure who's going to be on the program. I've got a number of people that I'm trying to get lined up. The Hootenhollers are back in town after their European jaunt, and I'm hoping to get John and Andy and maybe Kelly in here too if we can pull that off sometime in the next month or so, or whenever before the end of summer, before they take off again. The Bernie Sisters, I'm hoping in the next few weeks. The K Brothers have a big show as well on Saturday in Rose. In the park, so you might want to check that out. That'll be a great show, but I'd like to get the K Brothers here on the program at some point. The Flood Brothers, I'm looking to get them here on the show as well. The Ina Cook Band, I think it is. I heard them last weekend and really enjoyed it, so I'm going to try to get them on the program here. If you'd like to contact me and you know, if you'd like to come down here and be on the program, or if you have a suggestion of somebody that you'd like me to have as a guest on the show, you can get a hold of me at Mike Hagan at MikeHagan.com. So it's Mike, MikeHagan, Mike Hagan at MikeHagan.com. And if you send me a note, I'll send you a note back. All right. Unless it's mean and nasty, and then I probably won't respond. And let's see. What else did I want to say? I didn't do a very good job of events this weekend. You know, I probably should do better at that, but I'll try in the future. Usually Diana Moxon, who does the program after me, it's called Speaking of the Arts, and Diana will be on the air here in about 25 minutes. But she usually does a rundown of some of the artistic and musical events that are happening over the weekend. And Kevin Walsh, of course, on Wednesdays, if you listen to Kevin's show, The So-Called Good Life, usually in the last hour or so of that program, between 5 and 6, he does a real thorough rundown of what's going on around town. So I would suggest listen to that program anyway. It's a great, great music show, and Kevin talks to a lot of interesting folks from around here as well. So anyway, get out and find something to do, regardless of whether I'm telling you where it is or what it is. See what's going on, and get out there and get engaged with your community. That's what we try to do here at KOPN, and what we encourage the rest of y'all to do. And it's going to be a nice night. It's going to be hot, but heck, you know, that's the way it is in Missouri in the summertime. So get something cold to drink and go out and enjoy some nice music, okay? All right, let's see. I'm supposed to read something. I'll read this. This is appropriate, actually. Tune in to Cat Jazz Barn with your host, D.R. Freshner, featuring sounds from the cool cats of jazz like Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., from the Rat Pack, and the smooth singers and scatters like Pearl Bailey and Ella Fitzgerald, cool drummers like Buddy Rich and Louie Belson, and the bands we swung to like Duke Ellington and Count Basie. Who can forget Cab Calloway and the Mills Brothers? You can hear all that kind of stuff and more 3 to 5:30 Friday mornings, 89.5 FM. That's Cat Jazz Barn. Normally, that would be on a few hours before this program, from 3 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock on Friday mornings. But Dennis, who's my guest, or one of my guests this morning, he decided to play hooky last night so he could probably get some rest.
So I could get some rest. I want to make a big shout-out to Wolfman, who was here sitting in for me.
How about it? Here's to the Wolfman who sat in for Dennis last night. And he does his own show. When's Wolfman's show on?
On Tuesday.
Like around midnight. Night or so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it starts at midnight on Tuesdays. Does a great program. So, once again, diverse and interesting programming here on KOPN. That's a rock and roll show that the Wolfman does primarily, I think.
Exactly. And Cat Jazz Barn will be back on next Friday morning at 3 a.m. So,
all right.
As far as me coming,
it looks like that's a decline.
That's a decline
on my please do my show for me request. So he already gave me a quarter this morning, so I shouldn't ask for too much. I had to put some money in my meter. I got a ticket last week because I forgot to put the money in the darn meter. Anyway, all right, you know, the trials and tribulations of being a KOPN programmer on a Friday morning. All right, we got 20 minutes or so left. Dennis, you're going to be out playing the piano tonight. The free piano, once again, is down there right in front of the Heidelberg on 9th Street, South 9th Street, and it's been donated. It was donated by Robert Bainey, who's one of my guests today, and also, I guess, sort of managed in some way, shape, or form by the Piano Technicians Guild. And we appreciate everybody for making that happen. It's really cool. And if you're a player, you can go down there and play in front of whoever happens to be walking by. And if you're just someone who wants to see what's going on, you can walk down there and, you know, probably catch some live music tonight or tomorrow. All right. Speaking of live music, Dennis, why don't you play something else for us?
And you probably noticed that most of my repertoire is standards type stuff.
Well, I love it. Yeah, I think
that. I know there's some people that play the piano that play some original type stuff as well. So, but anyway, people seem to like it, and I have gone to a couple of nursing homes. And played, and some of the residents there have liked it.
I'm sure they do. No, it's great. I'm enjoying it a lot, and I look forward to it. Okay, what do we got? sir. Another lovely song by the talented Dennis Freshner playing some keyboards for us this morning here in the studio. And we've been talking about the Columbia Free Street Piano this morning and just kind of chatting about music in general. What else you want to talk about, Dennis? We got a few more minutes. What's on your mind? Anything? You got plans to see any shows this summer or anything coming up that you want to mention?
I think most of the time I do my programming here at KLPN. Mm-hmm. I do the street piano thing, and for anybody that wants to come by and enjoy the sounds, it's always good to have the customers walk by and get the comments from them and it always pleases people.
I think most people are surprised that it's there, and then and that somebody's actually playing it, and they're like, "Wow!" I mean, it's not something that you typically might expect, And I think most people probably dig it because it's for that reason,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's it makes for an enjoyable place to go, and adds to the atmosphere, and the customers are. The staff at Heidelberg's.
I bet they enjoy it. Right?
They enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, going to work, it's like a little something different, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, Robert, what about you? What do you got going this summer? Any plans? Are you travel, or are you going to be playing music down to Heidelberg a little bit? I guess.
Yeah, I usually play during the week, off and on all throughout the night.
Yeah. Do you live close?
Yeah,
I was going to say, you must kind of.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to be
about 5 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm always driving by, watching people play it. I enjoy watching people enjoying it, and
yeah, that's got to be kind of cool to drive by and see something that you're kind of responsible for. That's had a part in.
It feels good. It feels good to see people enjoying that.
Right.
I've actually had people give me hugs when I tell them that I donated it and painted it.
Well, I bet I told you guys I put a couple of those photos up this morning on the internet, and I just was checking my phone, and there's a bunch of comments primarily about the paint job. They're like, wow, people are just people that haven't seen it. Of course, if they've seen it, they know. But people who are just looking at these photos are like, dang, they had no idea that it was down there and that it looked like that. So pretty cool stuff. All right. What else? Vacation. You travel anywhere, Dennis? Huh? Or you stick around town for the most part?
I'm overdue for traveling. I've got twin sons in Madison, Wisconsin.
Really?
I'm overdue for...
How old are your boys?
They're they're in their 30s.
Uh-huh. What do they do in Madison? I'm from the Chicago area, and I've spent enough time up there in the Madison
both
area.
Both of them are house fathers.
Uh-huh. Mom.
My one daughter-in-law is a doctor up in Madison.
Yeah, there's a big medical community up there.
And the other daughter-in-law is a engineering. She's in the engineering field.
At UW?
I think she's a consulting engineer. She travels quite a bit.
I see. Do you ever get up there?
I'm overdue.
Right.
Actually, I was over there. The last time I was there was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's about maybe 8 hour, about an 8 hour drive,
about
probably.
About an 8 hour drive, exactly. My sons up there are twins.
Mm-hmm.
One of the twins had twin sons.
Isn't that weird? Not that uncommon, that the twins have twins, but the whole twin thing is remarkable to me to begin with, just that you kind of have, two essentially versions of the same genetics.
And then my other son has a daughter. So.
All right. So your grandpas, you need to get up there and visit them.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they're listening. Did you tell them to listen to that to the streaming show?
Yeah, they have listened quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool that you can listen to KOPN from anywhere on the planet if you have a internet connection. It's all you need, and and www.kopn.org. My mom and dad listen up in the Chicago area, up in Rockford, Illinois. They listen online. They're probably listening right now. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And I don't know who else. I got cousins down in Texas and nephews and nieces, and they listen from all over the place. It's pretty cool, actually, you know. I sure appreciate the fact that we can do it. KOPN's been how long have you been at the station here? You've been volunteering for how long?
Since for the last 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
I volunteered here for many years, and then kind of took a hiatus for a while, and then came back last year, and kind of getting back into it now. I remember, I know Ellen, I forget, I think that she was married at
some
point.
She was married to my brother.
To your brother, okay. Gary, is that right?
Gary, yeah.
Okay, is he still around town?
Gary's still around town. He's a drummer.
Uh-huh, yeah. Does he play with, I want to say Fried Crawdaddies, but no.
No, I'm not sure exactly who he's. I believe he's played with Minor Cook a couple of times.
Maybe that's
times.
Yeah.
And the one he played with her one recently at the 4th of July.
Mm. At the big fireworks concert, right, that they had. Yeah, yeah.
And he also plays with the Banana Oil Pan Band. In fact,
that's a great name.
He's the one of the organizers of the Banana Oil Pan Band.
Huh. What's that? What's their story? I've never heard of them before.
They island type music, steel drums.
Cool.
And
I love that Caribbean style music.
Yeah. They've played all around, and he's got kettle drums in his basement. He's got a piano in his basement. And,
cool.
And in fact, his piano is in the basement of his house. It swells up during the summertime because of the dampness.
Mm.
And it gets so stiff that you can't even play it.
Oh, the keys get stuck together or whatever. Is that?
They swell up, and they can't.
There's no freedom between them, so they get stuck.
Yeah, they just get stuck. You know, you can't play it.
I should ask Robert about that. Are you actually kind of a technician as well with regard to pianos? Like, you repair them, or?
Nope, not at all.
No,
not at all.
Oh, all right. I was going to ask you why that.
But I do know a little bit about.
Yeah, I mean, it's just humidity or something like that, probably.
I know the Piano Technician Guild people. They are piano tuners, and they told me that the humidity makes the wood swell and actually helps keep the piano in tune because the pins are in there stronger. Wood actually swells and keeps them from being loose.
Huh, I see. You know, and then it's all strings and hammers, basically, in there, right?
Yeah, and the best pianos are the upright console or studio pianos, the 60s to 70s era.
Really?
They
were just building them better then, or what?
Well, the older pianos are made with hide glue, and they fall apart in the rain,
uh-huh,
and the weather.
Uh-huh.
So, and then the full uprights, they're just too heavy to mess with.
Right.
The smaller one we have there is probably 800 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little too much to be moving around, right?
Yeah, so they look for pianos, 60s and 70s pianos that are the console or studio uprights.
All right. Is that the style that we would say is out there by the Heidelberg?
Yep, I believe that's a console upright right now. That's a studio upright. The console's a little bit smaller, and then the spinets are even smaller.
What's a spinet?
Spinet's just the smallest version of the upright piano.
Oh, I see.
So you have the spinet, and then you have the console, and then you have the studio, and then you have the full uprights.
All right. What about like organs? Are you familiar with those as well?
I am not.
There's one keyboard, the one that everybody used in all the rock and roll albums in the 70s, the Hammond B3, that for whatever reason, that seemed to be the one that that gets. Thank you, John. Ooh, Kenneth's birthday celebration. We may have to mention this real quickly. I've always liked the sound of that uh, that 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 one particular keyboard, and I don't know why. I guess it just has that unique sound, and they get it from that particular design. So,
like, part of it is this speaker that goes with the Hammond B3, the whirling speaker that twirls around, creates part of the.
Is that part of the sound?
Exactly.
Huh. Yeah. I guess that's how they did it. That Wurlitzer didn't have anything to do with that whirling thing, did it?
I don't know.
I figured maybe they were the first ones with the whirly bird thing. Anyway, all right, I digress here. My oldest son just walked in the studio here. You were talking about you have two twins up in Madison. I've got this one in the corner, and I've got a younger son. This one's 14 going on 15. The other one's 11 going on 12. And he just walked here from cross country at Hickman or something like that, I think. So anyway, we've got a few more minutes, Dennis. I think we got time for one more song. How about you play one more for us?
All right.
And before we do this, or while you're kind of getting it going, I will say that Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts will be on the air in just a minute or two here, I guess about 7 minutes. And Diana always has an interesting show, and I'll be sticking around for that program. And so we'll do that. And before that, we're going to hear this song from Dennis Frescher. And you're listening to it on KOPN Columbia Open Mic Radio. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, I want to thank both of you, Dennis and Robert. I appreciate you guys coming down here and spending some time this morning. We got to talk about the piano and a little bit about yourselves. I sure appreciate it. And for the folks out there, make sure you stop down by the 9th Street, the free Columbia Street Piano right down there in front of the Heidelberg. And you can check out these guys playing sometime this weekend. And if you got the gumption, you can sit down and play yourself, right?
Exactly.
All right. Thanks again, Dennis. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. All right. Okay. I got one last little announcement here, and then we'll just kind of put a little music on to get out of here. I want to mention that Kenneth's birthday celebration featuring Chump Change, the blues band, next Friday, the 27th at 9:30 p.m. That's at Rose Music Hall. And if you've never seen Chump Change, they've been around here for many, many years playing blues music around the Columbia area, and they are worth seeing. Okay. That's next Friday. July the 27th. I said that I will be gone next Friday, so we'll have somebody else sitting in here for me, not sure who, back the following Friday with a new and exciting musical guest right here in the studio at KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Bobby Norfolk in Douglas Park as well on August the 12th.
It's the blues things, that Scott Joplin thing you were talking
about. Okay, that's the one that Dennis was mentioning. Okay, thank you. Thank you, John. And we will say once again, thanks to Dennis Freshner and Robert Bainey and all the folks that helped get the free piano, the street piano down there and operational in front of the Heidelberg. It's a real cool thing. One of the things that makes Columbia special, just like KOPN is one of those things. Hope you're enjoying it, all right? Got about 5 minutes left, three or four, so I'm going to roll out of here with some music. Come on back next week, even though I won't be here, someone will be here. And the week after that, I'll be back, all right? You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Stick around for Speaking of the Arts with Diana Moxon in just a few minutes.